Hey there, self-care warriors. Welcome back to Self-Care Haven. Today I want to talk to you about a topic that has most likely caught your attention while you were in a relationship, a friendship, a work environment relationship, or even maybe a familial relationship with a narcissist. And that is a narcissist's pathological envy. Now, when we look at the DSM definition of narcissism, we actually find that one of the traits that's listed in the definition is envy. So narcissists not only feel envy towards others, they also project their own envy onto others. Part of the definition of the envy that narcissists feel is the fact that not only are they envious of others, but they think others are actually envious of them. And of course, with their superior attitudes, they are easily convinced and easily convince themselves that they are the ones who are the object of envy instead of the other way around. Of course, if you've ever been in contact with a narcissist, if you've ever actually spoken or interacted with a narcissist, you start to realize that they are the ones who suffer from this type of pathological envy, not you. They will compete with you over really petty things, and they hate to lose. They're very sore losers. So if you recognize very early on interacting with someone that they don't like to lose, they don't like the attention being off of them for even just 1 second, that they have to bring the conversation back to them, or they have to one-up you as soon as you mention something that you may have been proud of or accomplished. And, you know, we all deserve to be proud of what we've accomplished, especially if we've earned it and worked hard for it. But narcissists will steal our spotlight, and they will make sure that they will one-up you, and they will tell you, well, good for you, but I did this. And so let's talk about me. And so they will definitely steal your spotlight. If there's one thing the narcissist loves to do, it's stealing your spotlight. And when we think about the games that they play, the really petty things that they get angry over, it's usually because they're losing in some way. And even if you're playing a board game with them, even if you're just having a simple conversation with them, everything to them is a pathological game. It's something that they want to win. And so even if you're just having a conversation or some sort of debate, they have to win. They have to invalidate your argument. They have to make crude remarks. They have to be cruel to you and minimize you and put you down in order to make you feel small, because you may actually have a chance of winning the argument or winning a game. So they will often put down your aptitude or your skill set or your competence in something. If you ever happen to mention anything that you've accomplished, they might congratulate you to your face, but then they'll call you arrogant. They'll tell you that you're showing off, even though they're the ones who usually show off. And that's the hypocrisy at the core of narcissism, is that they can give out and they can dish out a lot of things, but they can't ever take it. So you may be wondering, why do narcissists do this? Why do they have to maintain this idea that they're so superior to us? Well, the fact is that they built up that core belief a long time ago, way before we ever entered the picture. So it's really not our fault that the narcissist is minimizing us, denying us our right to what we've achieved or our strengths or our talents or our skills, because really their pathological envy has everything to do with them and absolutely nothing to do with us. It does have to do with us to an extent, because we do have certain skills, talents, and assets that they don't necessarily have, and we might be better at that, better at something than they are, and that inspires their pathological envy. But the degree to which they take it, the degree to which it's pathological, is definitely no way the victim's fault. Because a narcissist will be threatened by anything that you do that is better than them, or if they sense that there's a loss of control as a result of something that you have that they don't. So if you have a life that is thriving, if you're incredibly successful, if you have some sort of gift, if you have some sort of talent, or you have a history of being accomplished, or you have a great support network, or you have a great family, the narcissist will start to project all of these malignant traits onto you and start to make you believe that your accomplishments are nothing, that your contribution is not valuable. They will start to minimize all of your accomplishments. They will try to denigrate you, degrade you, make you feel very, very small, make you feel like you really haven't accomplished that much, even if you have. And it could be so many different things. It could be something from your professional background, your educational background, your friendships with other people. So many different ways where we have assets and strengths that narcissists envy. And these are the very areas that narcissists tend to try to sabotage in their victims. If you've ever noticed that before a very important event, your narcissist has usually sabotaged you in some way, whether they made you very upset before the big event, whether they tried to minimize you and make you feel very, very small before the event. They could have done it very covertly, as in they made you lose sleep right before the event. And this event could have been anything. It could have been an important job interview. It could have been an event that you were throwing, a party or a celebration that you were throwing. It could have been anything, honestly, that's important to you and valuable to you. And the narcissist usually sabotages it for the very reason that we're talking about. They are pathologically envious. They can't stand you having a source of happiness outside of them, because that threatens their sense of control. It threatens the idea that they are superior, and it threatens the idea that they are the best. And the truth is that narcissists are not the best. They are not the best. And we have to realize this. When they're putting us down, when they're minimizing our accomplishments, when they're one-upping us, when they're competing with us, whether it be in a real game or a game that is completely mental and psychological, whether it's a conversation, whether it's an accomplishment, whether it's anything that the narcissist can play with us and make us feel small in, we have to understand that they have a motive and an intent to destroy us. And I know that sounds very, very dramatic, but it's the complete truth. Narcissists won't stop until they've destroyed you, and they really want to erode your self-esteem. They want to erode any sense of confidence you have. If you have some sort of community outside of them, oh my goodness, they will try everything in their power to try to isolate you, make you think that that community is against you in some way. They will, again, project their own traits of being envious towards you. They will accuse you of not feeling happy for their accomplishments when in fact, it's them. They're the ones who are not happy. They're the ones who want you to fail. And they project all of that onto you and make you seem like the arrogant person who's envious of them. Because again, the DSM definition clearly states that a narcissist will not only just be envious of others, but they will think that others are envious of them. It is completely crazy making. And it is such a double bind, because we start to think, oh my God, was I really not acting happy enough for them? You know, they start projecting all these traits onto you. They start to say, here, take my pathology and I'll give that to you. I'll give you all that envy that I'm feeling towards you. And you start to doubt yourself, and you start to think, oh my goodness, you know, am I envious of them in some way? And the truth is, no, it's them. They're the ones who are envious of you. And we have to start to realize that once we have identified that they are trying to put us down because they are envious, we can start to detach from their opinions of us, because their opinions of us are, again, ingrained with that sense of superiority, that false superiority, that sense of entitlement to be the best at everything, when they clearly are not. And they haven't really earned what they've tried to accomplish. Usually narcissists don't earn what they accomplish and what they exaggerate their accomplishments to be. But that's another video for another time. And we have to understand that someone who's sabotaging us is sabotaging us because there's something to sabotage. There's a strength, there's a talent, there's a skill. There is something that you are better at. And that's why they have to bring you down, whether it's covertly, overtly, whether it's chronic, whether it takes place over a long period of time and you don't even notice it. Their pathological envy will come out throughout the course of your interaction together, whether it's a work relationship, whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with a family member. You'll start to recognize those signs that point to that. So I want you to really, really stay mindful when it comes to this, because a lot of victims feel so diminished at the ending, or actually during, I should say, during the abusive relationship and during the abuse cycle, because their narcissistic partners, their narcissistic friends, their family members and coworkers, have put them down so much that they feel as if their contribution is not valuable. They feel as if they have no skill sets, no talents. You know, I've heard from readers who have emailed me saying, you know, I have a PhD, I'm very accomplished, I'm very successful, and my narcissist made me feel like I couldn't even tie my shoelaces. And that is how narcissists are so powerful. That's how they become so powerful in these types of relationships. They get inside of your mind, and they manufacture these insecurities and doubts that were never there in the first place. When you're enjoying your success, when you're enjoying your accomplishments, that is the exact point where a narcissist will come around. They will sabotage your efforts. They will minimize your accomplishment. They will one-up you. They will try to compete with you. They'll pretend to be happy for you and then put you down. They'll pretend to be happy for you and then put you down. They'll smear your name. They'll slander you. All sorts of things to sabotage your success. And, you know, some people can also sabotage your success without even meeting the criteria for narcissism. But that's, again, another story for another video. But I just want to tell you that pathological envy is definitely a trait that you should be on the lookout for when it comes to narcissism, because if you have that in a friend, a family member, a relationship partner, someone who's never happy for you, and when I say never, I mean really never, they might pretend to be happy for you, but they're really not because their actions say otherwise and their covert or overt put-downs say otherwise. If they're really never happy for you, that is an unhealthy, toxic trait that's going to really diminish you in the relationship. It's going to make you feel as if your contribution isn't valuable, that your talents, your skills, what you do in the world and what you're capable of is nothing. They'll make you feel like you're nothing. So in the face of a narcissist's pathological envy, it's important to hang on and hold on to our self-worth and importance, because we are all important, we're all valuable, we're all worthy, and we all deserve to be heard. Our contributions are in fact valuable, and we can't let people who are toxic and narcissistic, people who want to sabotage us because they're threatened by us, minimize our talents, our accomplishments, our skills, and our contributions just because of their own pathological envy and their inability to be happy for others. You know, we're empathic human beings and we're happy for others, and people should be happy for us. And it should be a two-way street. There shouldn't be a one-sided, you're serving the narcissist and you're congratulating them on everything, meanwhile they're sabotaging sabotaging you right behind your back. That's not the way healthy relationships work. Healthy relationships are a two-way street. You congratulate each other, you're happy for each other, and you support each other. And if there is any jealousy or envy that comes up, because these can be also, you know, normal in some cases, it depends, but occasionally if something gets brought up that invites your jealousy or invites your envy of the other person, it's important for us to communicate in a way that's healthy and in a way that doesn't sabotage the other person. So that's my video for today on narcissist pathological envy. Again, it's not just narcissists who feel this type of envy or demonstrate it. It depends on the context. It depends on the person. But if you do see pathological envy in someone that you know that you interact with frequently, make sure that you start to detach from them. Either address it and detach, or start to just detach, because you don't need someone like that in your life, putting you down, minimizing you, making you feel as if you are not a person whose accomplishments or whose talents or skills should be appreciated, when in fact you are doing the same thing for them. You're helping them, you're supporting them, and they should support you too. They should support you in your dreams and what you want to accomplish in this life. So that's my spiel for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and please do leave me a comment in the description below. How have you encountered a narcissist's pathological envy? How do they try to sabotage you? Tell me your story. You know, tell me more about how narcissists have one-upped you or tried to compete with you. And that information will be very, very, very helpful for other survivors to read as well. And if you haven't done so already, please do hit that subscribe button. I know a lot of you watch my videos and you may have forgotten to subscribe, but please to subscribe to my videos because I do try to put them out frequently, and you'll get an update every time I put them out if you do subscribe. So please do subscribe. I'll talk to you soon. And if you haven't done it yet, my new book on narcissistic abuse is available for pre-order on Amazon. I'll provide a link in the description below. And until then, take care.